went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Hantoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com. Or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, a show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We are in Suite 404 of Building 400, and we would love for you to come see us if you have a health concern. If you want to make an appointment, the best way to do that would be to call my cell phone directly, because that phone goes with me everywhere I go. The phone number for my cell phone is area code 845-561-2225, and by calling me, we can have a conversation about what's going on with your health and even give you some advice on what you can do before you even come to see me to feel better. If you don't want to call me on my cell phone, you can always email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. You come to a free class, which is typically held every Tuesday evening at 6:30. You can surf my website, which is spineboy.com. Whatever it takes, I want to give you the understanding that you need in order to be healthy and exercise your right to be healthy. That's a gift that's been given to all of us as individuals by God, and we need to exercise that right to lead an enjoyable, healthy life and support our society in moving forward. And so, I appreciate you listening today. The gentleman that helps me do this show, he's sitting across the studio from me. His name is Mark Sabin. I'm not really sure what we're talking about today. It's going to be a surprise, but I'm excited for it. Mark is he's a interfaith minister. He's a Tai Chi master. He's a marketer extraordinaire, and he's my co-host on this show, When Your Health Matters, and he's a dad of two lovely young ladies, and welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Thank you so much, Doc Rick. It's I thought today we would talk about something that we talk about quite frequently because it really is so central to the type of health care that you provide for people, which really relates to about what we're consuming in our bodies and the natural things that we take in on a daily basis, whether it's the air we breathe or the water we drink or the food that we eat. And one of the things in this world that's, you know, it's pretty much inevitable that you're going to have some level of digestive disruption. And so I wanted to start today with asking, what is a digestive disruptor?
It's a term I developed when I began educating my practice members about how we destroy our digestive system regularly and create the basis for health concerns. At least 15 different ways every day, Mark, and what we do to ourselves as a function of living in our current society. And it's one of the main reasons we have the health issues that we have. And I think everyone needs to be aware of all the many different ways so that we can demand change and help ourselves as individuals and as a society.
Mm-hmm. Now, when we talk about digestive disruption, it's another term that we have heard you use quite often is dysbiosis. So are those two the same things?
Well, it's the reason for the dysbiosis, Mark. It's the many different reasons so many people have trouble being healthy and avoiding going to the doctor is because we have this condition in the body called dysbiosis, which is simply it's a 25-cent word. It's a word that makes you sound smart. It simply means that the balance within the normal microbes that help you digest and assimilate your food, they're out of balance. And when they're out of balance, then you can't digest and assimilate your food properly, which means that your body isn't going to function and it's eventually going to develop inflammation and lead to health imbalances and health challenges and allergies and heart disease and diabetes and cancers and all the things that we're currently suffering from. It all starts in the digestive system, and we want to maintain the integrity of our digestive system.
Now, you just mentioned the term microbes, and it makes me wonder, there are other things that are living in your digestive system other than your human cells that are part of this whole digestive process?
Well, yeah, there's different bacterias, there's different yeasts, there's different funguses known as candidia. Those are your three main components. Then you get other types of microbes. We get, different types of parasites. We get different yeasts, different candidias, different viruses, other types of non-friendly bacteria as opposed to the friendly kind that should be there. We get the effects of the balance that goes on in there that impacts us and leads to all the other health issues that we have.
So you said there are friendly bacteria that are in there. So not all bacteria is bad because, I mean, if you watch television and see the commercials, everything's about killing 99% of all bacterial.
And it's interesting that you should mention that because it is the obsession over wanting to kill these surface bacteria and putting hand sanitizers on and, mm-hmm. and using antibiotics and all the things that we do in an effort to keep things sterile or keep things clean or keep things healthy, that we're actually creating imbalances within that delicate microbiome, and we're disrupting the balance between those microorganisms that live within all of us, and that's leading to why we have the health concerns that we have.
Do you mean a sterile environment is not a good environment for you?
Nothing grows in a sterile environment, including human beings.
Okay. All right, so let's get back to this. You said there are up to 15 different things that can cause dysbiosis?
There's 15 different things that we do on a regular basis that disrupt our digestive system and leads to the dysbiosis, yes.
So is there a way to prevent dysbiosis, or are we just going to be stuck with it?
Well, it's called, active participation in your health maintenance and not mm-hmm. waiting until you have a problem and then chasing your symptoms. It's about staying on top of what it takes to be healthy and supporting your body to be healthy, and then you won't have these issues. But when you have 15 different ways that everybody is potentially trashing their digestive system every day, by becoming aware of the 15 common ways that we trash our digestive system, then it allows you to maybe make some better choices so that you're not trashing it as bad as you would be if you were just doing things unconsciously without any thought as to what it is that we're doing.
I mean, this really points out the fact that your digestive tract is really, really key to your good health. And so why is it that your digestive system is so critical to your health.
Well, it dictates what the body lets in versus what the body lets go of, and it coordinates that process, and it must be highly functioning if we're going to have any chance of truly being healthy. And so when you do certain things that interfere with that, that either delay it or disrupt it completely, okay, then your ability to digest, absorb, assimilate, and use the food components from the food that we're eating to help repair and rebuild the body, to help manufacture hormones for normal organ function through the glands that produce those hormones, to have normal brain function, which is what the body's main control system is. We need to make sure that all of these things have all the ingredients that they need all the time so that they can function at a high level of efficiency for a very, very long time. And when we disrupt by putting crap food in our body that's been stripped of its nutrition, and then we don't have a filtration system in our digestive system in order to filter out the good from the bad, then we're essentially going to hell in a handbasket.
Mm-hmm. So that microbiome that's made up of these microbes and the yeast and the various components, that's part of what breaks down the food and makes it so that your body can assimilate it?
That's exactly right. So the bacterias, the yeast, the candidias, when you are healthy, those are all in balance and working synergistically, and those microbes, when they're functioning, help to keep us healthy. When we get an imbalance within that, okay, now we open up the doors for sickness, and we get various bacterial infections, or we get various yeast infections, or viral infections, or parasitic, or we get amoebas, or we get the toxic effect of aflatoxins or mycotoxins and other non-healthy components, and all of this happens as a result of that imbalance or the dysbiosis within that delicate microbiome that we're really starting to understand out in the general population. I mean, I've been talking about this for, you know, over 30 years. I talked about this before I went away to chiropractic school. And it's like, you know, I've been practicing for almost 30 years now. And I've been telling people about this since I was in undergrad.
And I mean, the thing is that this whole digestive process is so critical to being healthy, because it's, in fact, if I recall correctly, your immune system is basically 70% of it is comprised in your digestive tract.
Right. And the ability to regulate balance within that, that the microbiome part of that makes up that huge part of your immune system, making sure that that's highly functioning, highly specific, and highly coordinated becomes important for the survival of the individual. Because if that goes out of balance, then things can get into the body where they don't belong. And when they get into the body where they don't belong, then they muck up the works and health issues result. As an outcome of that.
So you really have to support all those various microbes and the candida and the yeast in your body so that you can be as healthy as you can possibly be.
Right. And we have many trillions of healthy, friendly bacteria that live on us and live inside of us that help create that barrier for the body and helps us to digest and assimilate what we take into the body through the skin, through the respiratory system, and through the digestive system. And if you don't have proper balance within that, then you're open to and prone to getting sickness.
Mm-hmm. And we've had this germ theory that's been around since, I think, the 1800s or something like that. And it became sort of what medicine started to see as the enemy of our health was germs. But in fact, many of these germs are not problematic for our health. It's because our body should have the ability to have an immune system that can fight off the bad germs. And
right. Germs exist, Mark. Germs were here before us. Germs will be here long after us, because that's just the nature of those one-celled organisms and their ability to survive and adapt and to overcome. And we have a thing that they talk about in the news and they talk about in healthcare, and it's prevalent in hospitals, where we have this concept of, quote, superbugs. And when I picture a superbug, I picture a bug that goes to the gym and takes steroids and works out and is really jacked and is really powerful and all of that. And so the normal immune response that would happen, you know, he stands there with his hands on his hips and puffing his chest out, and the immune response just kind of like bounces off the chest, and it's like what I saw when I was a little kid watching The Adventures of Superman, and they would shoot him with his handgun or Tommy gun, and the bullets would bounce off. That's what the visual I have for superbugs. But at the end of the day, what we need to understand is, yes, the bugs may be getting stronger, but what's more of a factor than the bugs getting stronger and evolving, because God allows everything to evolve, what's more important to understand is the fact that we're getting weaker. We're getting weaker as a species because we use all these digestive system disruptors to interfere with our ability to absorb and assimilate food that God would intend us to have, not necessarily the completely refined and processed crap food that we are eating and being told by the Food and Drug Administration that it's suitable for us to eat. And when you put crap garbage into your body's going to run like crap, and it's going to disrupt the delicate balance that we find in a microbiome that's necessary for normal health. And so when we spend so much time during our day not even knowing that we're upsetting our digestive system just from doing the things that society would expect us to do, then you're going to have health issues. And my job is to teach you how to never have a health issue, to never get sick, to never have a knee that needs to be replaced, or a shoulder that needs to be replaced, or an organ that needs to be removed, or a gland that needs to be removed, or lifetime medication for this or that or the other thing. And it's, you know, we were never meant to have any of these problems, yet they're so very common, to the point that people think that it's normal to have these issues as you continue to age. It's anything but normal. It's very common, but it's just because it's common doesn't mean that it's normal, and it doesn't need to be convinced that it's the new normal.
Right. And we don't need to accept it. And it's interesting that in part of your practice is to help people avoid some of these things that you wouldn't necessarily associate with digestive issues, like having a knee replacement or a hip replacement or something like that.
Right.
Now, probably primary of the things that we've discussed as a digestive disruptor is the use of antibiotics. And antibiotics are being used. You get sick and you go to the doctor, they give you an antibiotic. But that's not even where most of the antibiotics are being used today.
No, they're not. And that's the thing that the average consumer doesn't understand. But there's a subconscious awareness that has been put out by society, so that society is kind of aware of it. When I have these conversations with people, they're like, yeah, I guess I kind of knew that, but I never really gave it any thought. And that's the point. We don't think about the things that really impact our lives and impact our health. And so antibiotics are used for the livestock we consume, meaning the cows, the chickens, etc. And they being exposed to antibiotics affects their health, and then we eat them and we inherit the effects of their imbalances, and we're ignorant to think that it doesn't affect us. And so you'll see that the advertisements will say, well, we're antibiotic free, or we're hormone free. And you want to be aware of that. But at the end of the day, with what we've done to our planet, and with what's happened with the water tables, and what's happened with the vegetation that we eat, or that grows, or that the animals eat, you know, the feed that are given to these animals, etc. When all of that gets compromised, and the integrity of it gets compromised, and it's no longer the way that God would intended for us to have, that's going to lead to consequences. Mm-hmm. And since we're at the top of the food chain, guess who gets to eat and absorb all of those consequences?
We would do it.
And antibiotics is one of those main disruptors that people need to be aware of, not just the antibiotics of fighting an infection or the antibiotics they give prophylactically for dental work, okay, but the antibiotics that they put into our food. And that's why a probiotic is so important, because we're being exposed to antibiotics pretty much every day. So you should take a probiotic every day.
Now, another thing, since we're talking about the food chain, a lot of hormones are being given to these to livestock. This would also, I assume, be a disruptor for your digestive system.
Well, hormones are definitely a disruptor for the digestive system. Why? Because it's not naturally what your body would produce, or it shouldn't be coming in through the way that you know, you don't need hormones on the inside of your, you know, digestive tube, so to speak. You need hormones to help regulate what's going on within the organs themselves, as controlled by the glands that produce those hormones. But those hormones primarily are secreted into your bloodstream and get carried to the organs that they have an effect on.
But your body should be producing your own hormones.
Your body is supposed to produce its own hormones, but when we feed the body crap food and then those organs and, those glands don't function the way that they're supposed to, okay, then you don't produce hormones in a balanced way. And everybody has some level of hormone challenge or some level of hormone imbalance, and the question is well, why do we have that? Well, if you can't absorb and assimilate your food properly, then you can't make the precursors for hormones, which means that you can't make normal hormones, which means that you're going to have a hormone problem.
Now, also on the topic of, you know, antibiotics, but this is all these antibacterial soaps and cleaners, they are eliminating good bacteria and bad bacteria. And I know that with young children, oftentimes it's said to let them play in the dirt because by being in contact with the various things that are in the dirt, they actually build their immune system rather than getting rid of all the things that might affect their immune system. And then you're actually more vulnerable if you don't allow children to do that.
Correct. You want your body is set up to develop its own defense mechanisms based upon exposure. If you've never been exposed to something, then you're prone to having a problem because of it. So if we let the kids play in the dirt and do those things that open them up and get them exposed to these microbes that help stimulate and develop a normal functioning immune system with the proper immune cells and the antibodies associated with those things we get exposed to. That's important, but it should come in through a natural mechanism. And I mention that only because one of the ways that you can, quote, stimulate somebody's immune system in a non-natural way is through a vaccination. And the challenge that I have with vaccines is not the premise of what a vaccine is for. The challenge that I have is it's introduced into the body in an abnormal way of getting it into the body by doing it through a shot. By giving somebody a shot, you bypass the normal mechanism of entry. So you're essentially putting the fox in the hen house, and then you're hoping that the hens are able to recognize the fox and be able to survive and have a normal escape route associated with it. But if the fox is sitting right by the door, where are the chickens going?
Yeah, they don't have a place to go.
They don't have a place to go. So when you inject a pathogen into the body in an effort to provoke the immune system to have a response and develop an immune response to it to make sure that you're immune to this, but you're doing it in a way that's not a natural way of getting it into the body, and you got neurotoxins associated with the aluminum and the mercury associated with these vaccines that are part of the adjuvants to get them in there, okay, then you're using neurotoxins, and you could interfere with how the body develops a natural immunity, and then you develop things like Guillain-Barré syndrome and other complications associated with it because you're doing it in a non-natural way.
Well, your immune system is so critical, and so everything that you do, you want to be able to support your immune system because that's the thing that's actually going to help you fight off any kind of infection or any pathogen that gets into your body.
Correct. And the thing that we need to understand is the fact the immune system, 70% of your immune system is lining your digestive system. So you want to make sure that that microbiome and the enteric nervous system are able to do their job appropriately by putting high-quality ingredients in. And when you put ingredients that disrupt their ability to stay balanced and healthy and functioning normal, okay, then you're going to have problems.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is, once again, another great conversation to be having with you, Doc Rick. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you more specifically about some of the other disruptors that can affect your digestive system.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program for current practice members or any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with a Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. And much, much more. To find out more about Shop with the Doc, call 845-561-BACK or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're at Suite 404 in Building 400. The best way to get a hold of me if you have a question or a concern and you want to talk to me and get the answers to those concerns is call my cell phone. It's area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. You can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. docrick@spineboy.com. Whatever you need to do to get a hold of me, I'm happy to answer your questions and give you the understanding you need to empower you to better health and to take control of your health. And we're talking about a very, very important topic. It's digestive system disruption and dysbiosis and how we screw up our digestive system, which ultimately screws up our health. And Mark, you have more questions.
Yeah, I wanted to get into some of the specifics of the things that can affect your digestion. So what would another one be that we could talk about?
Well, we talked about antibiotics. That's a very, very insidious one that affects all of us to one degree or another, which is why we want to take a probiotic. We just talked a little bit about antibacterial soap, which affects the microbiome on your skin, mm-hmm. which ultimately impacts the microbiome inside of you. Mm. I guess we could talk about hand sanitizers. Everybody's a germaphobe and is afraid of getting germs. So you go into the bank, you go into the grocery store, you go into some place where you're going to touch a surface that other people touch. And so they got these antibacterial soaps and hand sanitizers that people use. Those things actually, what is the chief ingredient in a hand sanitizer, Mark?
I'm not sure.
I think it's alcohol.
Oh, really?
Okay, and here's the thing. If you want to sterilize somebody's skin before you give them a shot, one of those vaccines that I don't think you should be giving to people, but if you wanted to give somebody a shot, what does the doctor use to clean the skin?
They usually use alcohol.
Alcohol swab. Why? Because what does the alcohol do?
Kills the bacteria.
Kills all the bacteria and sterilizes the skin. Well, what if you consume alcohol, Mark?
Are you sterilizing your insides?
You're trashing your insides by drinking beer, by drinking spirits and different alcohol-based products. And let's take a look at that. So if you're consuming alcohol and alcohol wipes out the good bacteria and you're drinking it and you're drinking, I don't know, you go out and you have a good time on a Friday night and you suck down a six-pack or more, what do you think you're doing in your digestive system?
Well, I guess you'd be disrupting it.
Right. Or what if I've worked hard all day, I'm tired, I just want to come home and I just want to relax and unwind a little bit, so I'm going to have, gin and tonic, or I'm going to have, I don't drink, so I don't even know what the drinks are anymore. I'm going to have a Bloody Mary, or I don't know, whatever a person would drink. If it has alcohol in it, you're sterilizing your digestive system. Mm-hmm. Not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wonder why you become a sugarholic. Well, alcohol is the adult form of sugar. So drinking alcohol is going to increase the likelihood of you wanting to take sugar into your body. And we know that sugar increases the yeast and the candida at the detriment of the bacteria. So sugar is another ingredient, with alcohol being the number one adult form of sugar. And so whether it's alcohol or whether it's sugar, those are going to be two other things that help to offset and upset and create the imbalances that people get in their digestive system.
Mm-hmm. Now, another thing that you consume if you're on any kind of medication is you're taking some kind of, whether it's a prescription medication. What does that do to your digestive system?
Well, the prescription medications do the same kind of thing in a different way, but these toxic chemicals are going to affect the microbiome, and medication does affect the microbiome and it doesn't affect it in a positive way. And so if you're taking medication every day because you're on a lifetime medication prescription regime kind of thing, and whether it's a cholesterol medication or a blood pressure medication or a diabetes medication or a hormone replacement medication or an autoimmune disease medication, or whether you're taking a prednisone because you have inflammation, or any of these kinds of medications that are by prescription are going to disrupt and upset your microbiome.
Are they going to upset it the same way, or is each one going to be
different? Would probably be a little bit different. What's interesting is if you watch the commercials for these different medications and they talk about the side effects, because they have to legally mention some of the side effects, and they talk about heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea, diarrhea, these kinds of things. It's not a Pepto-Bismol thing, okay? It's a gallbladder thing. And these medications, if they impact how the gallbladder is your decision maker. And if your gallbladder decides it doesn't want something that you're giving it in the body any further than it came in, it's going to try to throw it up. Well, heartburn, indigestion, reflux, those are all lesser responses, but they're the same response, just not as strong. So when they show you the side effects of these different medications and it creates those indigestions and the nauseas and the heartburns and all of that, heck, even my wife knows now because she's seen the commercials. She's like, that affects the gallbladder, right, baby? And I'm like, yep, you know your stuff. It definitely affects the gallbladder. And she's like, but most people don't understand that. And I'm like, right, most people don't understand that. They need to understand it.
Well, that's when you talk about the gallbladder, first of all, you don't really think about the gallbladder being part of the digestive system necessarily. And then secondarily, in fact, I had a call just the other day from somebody who just had his gallbladder removed because he was having gallbladder issues. That seems to be a fairly common surgery.
And I wish they would have called me so that we can help them keep their gallbladder.
Yeah, I mean, he said 3 years of problems with his gallbladder and...
And nobody did anything to fix it.
They didn't fix it.
So they took it out.
Mm-hmm.
Now his regulator of how his body digests food is no longer there. What do you think that's going to do long term?
I don't think that's going to be so easy to deal with.
No, and then they're going to be like, well, had I known ahead of time that this was going to be the results of my surgery, I probably wouldn't have had the surgery. But why would anybody tell you the negative effects of the procedure that we want you to have?
Well, I mean, again, that's where your bread is buttered, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have to appreciate, but we've been talking about prescription medications. There's another type of medication that people use all the time that also disrupts your digestive system. You know what those medications are?
Over-the-counter medications?
Over-the-counter medications, exactly. You walk into a pharmacy and you can buy all the different potions and ointments and lotions and, non-prescription medications, the cough medicines, et cetera. What's in a cough medicine again? Oh, that's right, alcohol. We've
alcohol.
Already talked about that. It's like, okay, so you're doing these over-the-counter medications that you don't have to worry about. And what happens? Those go into your system and they disrupt your digestive system, and they create that dysbiosis, and they're a digestive system disruptor. And so whether it's a prescription medication or an over-the-counter medication, it's still going to have a similar effect. It's just one's going to have a stronger impact.
Another thing that we're all doing, if we live in a city or an urban environment, is our water comes out of our sinks from a municipal water supply.
And what do they treat the municipal water with, Mark?
Well, generally, I would think they have to use some kind of chlorination in order to keep the water sterile.
They do. And so you just said the magic word, sterile. So what does the chlorine do to keep the water sterile?
It kills all the bacteria.
Kills all the bacteria in the water?
Yeah.
So if you drink that water that's high in chlorine, what does it do to the bacteria in you?
It's got to kill the bacteria in you.
Oh, my goodness. So there's a digestive system disruptor. Chlorinated water is going to be a problem. Whether you're sitting in it, bathing in it, or drinking it, it's going to be a problem. You will never see me get into a pool.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it's chlorinated. I would just assume go swimming in the ocean long before I will go in a swimming pool. We belong to Savannah Quarters. They have a beautiful swimming pool. I will go sit out at the pool, but you will never see me in the pool. But I'll go to Tybee Beach and I'll go into the water there. That's wonderful. Okay, but I'm not going to go in a chlorinated pool that's concentrated chlorine that's going to get absorbed through my skin and create health issues as a result and create dysbiosis as a result of it.
Mm-hmm.
Not doing that.
But on the other hand, it's public water. You wouldn't want to get E. coli from drinking water either.
I'm pretty sure there's no chlorine in the spring water that I consume regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's a confined aquifer of sorts and you're getting spring water out of it, okay, they have to check to see if there's any pathogens in that water. But if it's coming from a fresh spring, okay, then I don't have to worry about it. So I'll drink bottled water.
Mm-hmm. And then what about, I think we mentioned in another show, that if the plastics that are being used
You get dioxins from those. They leach because if they sit and you heat them in the plastics and they're subject to heat and they become more malleable when you heat them, et cetera. If the water bottle sits in the heat for too long, or if you use the water bottle too, you refill the water bottle that has a one on the bottom of it, then what you're doing is you're probably leaching more dioxins. So theoretically, the bottles that they put the spring water in, they've done the testing to theoretically that this bottle isn't going to leach any dioxins into the water that's in it because it's only designed to be used once. So they make you pay 5 cents for the plastic so that you're going to recycle it. You drink the water, you only use it one time, then you go recycle the bottle, and theoretically you're not getting any dioxins. But if you're reusing a bottle that's doesn't have high resilient plastic polymers in it that don't leach the BPAs and those kinds of things and the dioxins, and if you're doing things to prevent that, then you don't have to worry so much. But yeah, drinking bottled water or drinking water that comes out of your tap and you put in a bottle, etc., those are one of the things that's going to create digestive system disruption.
Wow. Well, I'm sure there are a number of other things that are digestive disruptors that I want to talk to you about. But before we get into that, we need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the Alternative Healthcare Network.com. When we get back, there are other issues that we got to look at.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program for current practice members or any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with a Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. And much, much more. To find out more about Shop with the Doc, call 845-561-BACK or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. Best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone directly. It's this little tiny contraption I have in my hand. The phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. If you don't want to call me, you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. Whatever it takes to get a hold of me, I'm happy to talk to you and help you restore your health and exercise your birthright to be healthy. So, Mark, we've been talking about this wonderful topic called digestive system disruptors, and the topic that I came up with a few years back, and all the different ways we trash our digestive system on a daily basis, and we haven't talked about all of them yet.
No, I think we haven't talked about quite a few of them. One of the ones that I remember as a kid growing up that was a big concern for a lot of people was the fact that they were going to fluoridate water. And of course, there are fluoride toothpastes as well. That's something that's a disruptor for your digestive system, isn't it?
Well, it's interesting. It absolutely is. And it's interesting because I heard a news story the other day when I was driving to work about, this kid had an issue because he had consumed too much toothpaste.
Really?
And what's interesting is on the label of the toothpaste, it talks about that fluoride is toxic and you shouldn't consume so much. And it's like, okay, well, if they put right on the label that it's toxic for the body, then why are we allowing us to consume it and use it in the body kind of thing? And so fluoride is an endocrine disruptor. It also works similarly to the way that chlorine does, and it displaces iodine within the system, so that leads to hormonal imbalances metabolically, thyroid-wise, et cetera, and as far as healing goes. And so fluoride is not good for the body, and we should not be consuming it, and it's one of the things that upsets and disrupts our digestive system.
So if you are living in a property that's maybe more rural and you have well water, would you also have fluoride in your water? Is that something in the groundwater?
Probably not.
Probably not. Now, that's considered a toxic halide. Am I right about that?
Correct.
Okay.
Chlorine and fluoride are two of the three toxic halides. What's the third one, Mark?
If I recall, bromine, is that?
Yes, bromine, bromide, and that's something that's put into all flour-based products.
Really?
And as a result of that, that too is an endocrine disruptor, and because it's in our flour and it's used in all the commercial baked goods, et cetera, we get exposed to it regularly, and it's toxic for the body, and it's one of those things that upset our digestive system, and it's one of the digestive system disruptors, and we're exposed to it in many different ways, obviously through all the commercial flour-based products.
What else?
It's used in many agricultural chemicals, dye stuffs, insecticides, pharmaceuticals. It's chemical intermediates. Some are being phased out for environmental reasons, but new uses continue to be found. Bromine compounds can be used as flame retardants, and so we get exposed to bromine, and we don't necessarily know that we're being exposed to it, but the most common way that we get it is through the foods that we eat that are made from flour, et cetera.
So pastas, breads, crackers, cereals.
Right.
All these things.
All these things that are considered some sort of baked product.
Now, I'm presuming that since you mentioned agricultural things, in the agricultural world, there's a lot of use of fertilizers and pesticides. So those, we must be ingesting some of those as well. Are those considered digestive disruptors?
They can be, and it's important to appreciate the fact that when we are using these chemicals, there's more and more information coming out that, there's a pesticide that is used to help the grass from growing up between your pavement stones, etc. And that's made by a company that is called Monsanto, and they created a product called Roundup. And Roundup really screws things up for people. It is a cancer precursor, and there's, class action lawsuits going on because people have developed different types of cancer that have been overly exposed to Roundup, and they use that kind of stuff, the glyphosate. They use that kind of stuff to spray all the crop fields, and that gets into the water tables, and then we ingest that water, or we use the food that comes out of those crop fields that have been sprayed with all of that crap, and then we eat that, and then it affects how our digestive system works.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think when you get really come down to it, and we mentioned this a little bit before, but probably the biggest digestive disruptor that I know we've talked about is sugar. And sugar is something that you can get into your body in a variety of different ways, not necessarily just from the granulated sugar that you might put in a cup of tea or coffee.
Right. And realistically, sugar is the number one biggest digestive disruptor of all, as it feeds the yeast and the candida and causes gas and bloating and indigestion and leads to leaky gut, etc. And it interferes with and it displaces the good bacteria that are supposed to be in there. And so you want to get rid of heart disease, get rid of sugar. You want to get rid of diabetes, get rid of sugar. You want to get rid of any autoimmune disease, get rid of sugar. You want to get rid of any health problem at all, get rid of sugar. You want to stop cancer from growing, stop feeding it sugar. This is a big problem that we have. But guess what? It's so insidious, and it's found in everything, and it's impossible to get away from.
And it tastes good.
Then we wonder why we have the problems that we have. But yeah, the sugar is probably our biggest digestive system disruptor that everybody gets exposed to. But I mean, we get exposed to all the things that we've talked about today. Mm-hmm. And that's the purpose of the show, is to make you aware of all the different ways that we trash ourselves on a daily basis. And then we wonder why we get sick.
So, okay, but there are sugar substitutes, so you wouldn't have to take the sugar. So
chemical artificial crap sugar substitutes, okay, that potentially have, alcohol-based derivatives in them in an effort to help create the form in which that you can have the artificial sweetener. Do you think a man-made chemical sweetener is going to be better than the sugar that you would get from sugarcane?
Well, it has no calories.
Oh, yeah, it has no calories. So how does it actually have function if it has no calories?
Well, it makes things taste sweeter, right?
Right, it makes things taste sweeter, but they're chemicals. They're non-natural chemicals, and those non-natural chemicals are going to impact the delicate microbiome that we have within our digestive system. And the powers that be that allow this stuff, the Food and Drug Administration, the Environmental Protection Agency, all these government agencies, they serve a purpose, but they I don't think that they honestly have an understanding of what they're regulating and the impact that it has on human society, just simply in terms of, you know, how it impacts our ability to absorb our food, and if it's sprayed on our food or if it's in the water tables and influences the groundwater that's used to water our plants so that we can grow our food, etc. We honestly don't have enough understanding of all the different ways that we're killing ourselves, but we do have a sense that we are being killed. Why? Because more and more disease is growing every single day, and the treatments that were being designed to help these conditions are becoming less and less effective.
Yeah, and it would seem that there are just an enormous number of chemicals that you're being exposed to over the course of, everything that's being processed, where they're using various chemicals, whether they're cleaners or solvents or part of the manufacturing process that you would be exposed
to. 84,000 different chemicals we are exposed to on a weekly basis, of which less than 20,000 are regulated. We live in a toxic society, and it's that toxic society which impacts our ability to digest, absorb, and assimilate our food, mm-hmm. which leads to health problems just simply walking right in the front door, and everybody's going to have it. It's very common to have heart disease. It's very common to have cancer. It's very common to have high blood pressure. It's very common to have all the things that are very common for people to have. Nobody's doing anything to address the reason why we have them. I understand why we have them. I'm one person. I do my best to educate people. That's why I have this show, in an effort to reach more people, give them the understanding that they need. I'm not trying to sell you anything on my show. I'm trying to educate you. You decide if it's important to you or not. If it's important to you, then you're going to ask more questions. Good, then I've done my job. If you ask me the questions, I'm going to give you a simple answer, because I know all of this stuff inside and out. Which is why we can sit here. You ask me whatever question you want, I'm going to have an answer for you. Okay? Why? Because I spend all my time in the arena trying to understand, why does a person get sick? I don't care what you have. I need to understand why you have it. You want to know why you have it. Every new patient that comes to me, when I tell them why they have what they have, they're like, oh my God, angels are singing. The sky just opened up. I feel like I'm in heaven because I finally got an answer to the question that nobody's answered me for 20 years. And I just shake my head. I'm so sorry that it took you that long to find me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad, because we are supposed to be able to go to our doctors and get honest answers. But unfortunately, we're getting answers that involve taking pharmaceuticals and having life-altering surgeries and doing things, and we're not even aware of the stuff that we're doing. I used to belong to a networking group to where I shared all of this with the people in the group. Guess what? They were all sitting there shoveling the stuff that I was talking about that's killing them. They were all shoveling it in their mouth while I was talking to them about the stuff that's killing them. They were totally unaware of the fact that what I was saying and the impact that it has on their personal health. And it's like, you know, you can lead a horse to water, okay?
Right.
There are people listening to this show. This will not make a difference in their life whatsoever, and that's sad for them. But the people who want to understand it and really want to get over their health concerns and really want to change their health and make a difference in their life and pay that forward to their children and their grandchildren, etc., those are really the people who are ready to get helped. And if there are those people in this audience that are listening and they want to truly understand this, I'll take the time to sit down and go over it with there's a page on my website specifically devoted to digestive system disruptors. Go to spineboy.com, go to health and wellness, go down the menu of under health and wellness and click on, I believe it's the fourth or maybe the fifth article on digestive system disruption. Read that. That's going to answer a huge majority of people's questions. But we need to be aware of this if we're going to make better choices to have better health outcomes.
Well, that's interesting that you would say that, that it comes down to choices that you make, that you can make, that your health is your responsibility. It's not the government's responsibility. It's not the insurance company's responsibility. It's not even your doctor's responsibility. It's your responsibility, ultimately, to take care of your health.
Absolutely.
So if you want to be able to address your health issues, that's not something that most people are going to be as studied about it as you are. So you're going to be needing to get some help from somebody else. I mean, that is part of what it is to be human, is that we live in society. We live that each of us is dependent on the rest of the people that we live with.
Right. The purpose of being a human being is to help other human beings.
Right.
I have patients that bring me fruits and vegetables that they grow on their farm.
Mm-hmm.
They're the experts at that. I don't grow my own food. I have the sense of doing that because my mom always had a garden, and I watched and helped to weed the garden and would go out and pick the ripe fruits and vegetables out of that garden when she would say, go out to the garden and get me some zucchini or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go get me some cucumbers, whatever. Okay, my mom has a better understanding of that than I do. I've focused my life on understanding why people have health problems. The people who do the farming, they know their farming stuff, okay? And the nice thing is my patients, they'll bring me some fruits and vegetables from their farm. And it's like, well, wow, thank you so much. I appreciate you, you know, blessing me with this fruits and vegetables from your farm. That's very nice of you to share. And thank you so much because I know that you're trying to do the right thing. But in the process, sometimes I will ask them, okay, how do you guys maintain your farm? Well, we have an organic farm. Well, good, then I don't really need to talk to you about it. But if you're using the commercial pesticides and herbicides and all of those kinds of Monsanto chemicals in an effort, you know what? I don't know that I want to eat that because that's going to affect what it is that I'm eating.
So we've talked about these disruptors to some extent, and I don't know if we've covered all of them, but there must be ways to be able to compensate for the fact. I mean, that's what you're really about in your practice, is how do you deal with if you're exposed to all these disruptors and you want to bring your health back, you want to bring your digestive system back into balance, what do you need to do?
You need to sit down with somebody like myself who can actually help you understand what the current state of your digestive system is, what are the ways that you're trashing your digestive system, what you can do that's comfortable for you to start creating change. And as you create change, you're going to get more interested in, well, how can I make this even better than it is now? How can I make that better than it used to be? You know, because people want to do the right thing. People want to be healthy. People want to have energy. People want to be able to be highly functioning. People want that. But they slowly succumb to the fact that nobody's offering them that opportunity. I'd like to offer everybody that opportunity. There's 7.4 billion people on this planet. I don't know that I'll get to all of them. I have an intention to want to. But I honestly don't think that I'll get to all of them. But anybody that's within the sound of my voice that has an intention to want to be healthy, by all means, let's sit down and let's have a conversation and let's understand, what can you do? What advice can I give you? What direction can I give you? What support can I give you in order to be healthy? That's really what my mission is. But it somebody needs to have the desire. And when you have the desire, I have, you know, the resources and the answers for you to exercise that desire to put you in a better outcome place.
I mean, and I think that that people need to appreciate that you start where you are, and that you may need to go from a person who maybe you smoke cigarettes, maybe you you drink a six pack of beer every night, maybe you have unhealthy practices that you know are unhealthy, and you want to change that. That process, and I think you just mentioned it, is one that where you turn that ship around slowly. It's not necessarily that you just reverse everything instantaneously. I know you have had patients that have done that, but for a lot of us, it's not going to be that quick.
Right. And what's important for the person to understand is it all starts with you, the listener. You have to have a desire. You have to have a belief that things are possible. A lot of times doctors will tell you, well, this condition can never be fixed. I defy you to come to me and let me show you how to fix it, because I've taken things that doctors have said were incurable and I've made them no longer exist. And that's not to toot my own horn, because there's other fellow practitioners of mine that do the same thing, and we do it every day. And it's interesting, when I tell a new patient what's possible for them, they're like, wow, I never would have thought that would have been possible. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had four of those visits just this week alone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, you know, these people, I see the light, I see the spirit come back on inside their body that's been failing them for 20 years. And I see the lights come, literally the power of God come out through their eyes, because they're inspired. And they're inspired to do something different. And they're inspired to do something that's going to change their outcome from being one of health leaving them to actually health now coming back into them.
Well, this is tremendous. It's tremendous. And I know it's something that you make yourself available. Obviously, you do the show here every week. Your website is a wealth of information that people can access, and you make yourself available by phone or by email to answer people's questions. I mean, it's a pretty generous position that you take.
Yeah, I would ask the listener, if you do have a question and you want to talk to me directly, just call me on my cell phone. That's area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. You can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. I honestly don't care. Come to a free class. Come just poke your head into my office during the day and say hello and say, listen, I have some information that I want to get from you, or I want to sit down and talk with you. At the end of the day, I'm very easy to approach. I'm very easy to talk to, and I'm just going to give you the truth, because at the end of the day, it's not my truth that's going to set you free. It's your truth that's going to set you free, and I'd like to give you a better understanding of what your truth is so that you can be set free. So I want to thank the listener for tuning in. I'm going to ask you to tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects, you mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.